John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection, Tape 119/A55, Reel 1. There are no excisions. For additional information, see Recording Log Number 119/A55.
I don't think this is going to be as much of a problem. Apparently confirmed information. made for order and speculation surrounding Jim and New. According to Ty and Lynn, Jim and New maintained telephone communications from the Cholon Villa throughout the coup, since the lines run from Geelong Palace to Duke and from Duke to Cholon Villa. So another reliable source is all terribly garbled. Big man, little name. Escaped by a third tunnel unknown to the generals. That's a tunnel in the dock area. Went to the Chinese Catholic Church in Cholon, where they took poison. Jim and New were found at the church at 10:30 hours. Reliable source offered an opportunity to see remains of Jim and New, offer which he declined. Is that likely to be Connie? Cast source has strong impression that Jim and New are dead, bodies at JGS. Finally, another cast officer informed by officer of J2 that President Jim, his brother-in-law, presidential orderly, were caught and killed by personnel under the direction of General Mai Hu Chuan at church in Chopan Cholon. Also captured with him was Captain Do Hai, nephew of Do Mao, Chief of Military Security Service. This is very interesting.
The general, according to the report from IC, is the new head of the National Police. You know, Vaughn.
You know anything about him? How did he kill him?
There's a military training group north of Saigon, which really was the vanguard of the coup forces. He's a close friend of General Don, who was the contact with the Americans.
But I think we ought to point out that there was an arrangement by which these fellows would surrender and be able to say that out of the country. The fact that they escaped that arrangement indicated not that they were trying to get out of the country, but they were trying to get away to organize the kind of group. So that it's not really that level where
well, they had desired that conditions they had surrendered under what vulnerable conditions and so on.
They expected
sent for them and they then left.
This, this is in the middle of a press conference with the generals. You see that this they learned that that they've been found. Now here in the press conference, the general said that they that an arrangement had been made for their surrender, but Jim and New had violated the surrender arrangements and escaped. And therefore, they were going to be tried because they had violated the escape thing. In other words, in the midst of this press conference, the general found, heard the news that they'd been recaptured, and then said they would be tried. But he didn't know that they were tried. Because they violated the agreement to honor surrender.
Well, that's
the
misinformation.
I think that we express regret. I think we ought to wait before anything is said from the White House.
These are four separate, mutually inconsistent accounts.
We ought to express regret that the President Jim didn't come out of danger to say things in the country.
Hasn't it been pretty well established that there was this agreement that he was to have?
Well, I think we got to get out of this and realize this.
Established only in terms of reports of telephone conversations. We have nothing from a Jim New side whatsoever.
No,
we don't
just
know what
the side, but I didn't believe it. I heard the conversation and immediately told about it. We got very circumstantial reports of what they said.
I don't think we ought to pin ourselves to any understanding about those arrangements at this range.
Well, the delay on the attack on the palace. The only evidence we have, there was an attempt to, in addition, I think that it just made sense to them to try to get them out of the country.
No question that this is what General Min was trying to do. I think that is clear and in entire good faith of what was happening at his second and third levels, so where indeed Jim and New really were, not there.
I mean, was they in the palace at all?
Well, they could have been telephoning in, you see, from this villa in Cholon.
Big Min's sincerity is also demonstrated by the fact that he drew up a presidential